Ladies and gentlemen,
guitar to go into the
welcome into the next episode of Guys Drinking Beer. And yes. I got to say, before we start tonight, yes, exactly. We do deserve a round of applause. Here's the thing.
We need a round.
I agree. I always said that when I started this, I wanted...
I almost puked beer out of my mouth.
Before we get started tonight, I want to say this first. I always... when I started this, I always thought it would be fun to have this many people going. I never thought it would be on the third episode, but we have a full studio tonight at Six Pack Studios. So what we're going to do first is we'll go around the room, introduce yourselves, and say what you are drinking. So we'll start with the hot seat. With who is in the hot seat tonight?
Dr. Ian Thomas Finkelstein III.
I think for purposes we'll call you Doc. Doc, what are you drinking tonight? Seagram's wine cooler.
Blind & Kugel, 1888 Bock. Blind & Kugel.
Okay. And we also have Revis.
Yes, yes. And Miller Lite.
Miller Lite for Revis. Microphone number 3.
Miserable Bastard.
Miserable Bastard.
The Miserable Bastard.
Yes.
What are you drinking, Miserable Bastard?
Near beer.
And
with lettuce.
Near beer with lettuce. I like that. And moving over to the final chair, we have the first repeat guest of Guys Drinking Beer. We have Pat Swayze back in the studio tonight.
All right. You know, I've always wanted to meet Pat Swayze.
Pat Swayze.
Yeah. I've always wanted to meet you, man. I heard you in episode 2, man, and you kicked ass.
I take great pride in my ass kicking.
What are you drinking tonight, Pat?
The fuck did
Yingling
that
Light.
Pat Swayze, Attack of the Pancreas.
That's wrong on so many levels.
Blasphemy, I tell you.
Did I tell you I was a surfer?
Can I change my name to Oda Mae Brown?
No. All right, we have a couple first-timers in here, so let's go over the rules. Rule number 1 is you have to have already consumed a six-pack before you come into Six Pack Studios.
I think we're good. I
believe we all qualify. We have brought the cooler in. We have brought the cooler into this room, and I just want to say this before we start. This room is a logistical nightmare. It is the smallest room I've ever seen. We have 5 dudes in here, 5 microphones, a cooler, and
a dog.
Lots of useless shit.
And there's a dog, too.
There is a dog in here as well. Rule number 2.
Whoa. What is the dog's code name?
Oh,
Wheezy?
No.
No. Shut up, dude.
What about Child Killer?
Yeah. Face Biter.
Retard.
My owner has no control over me. Oh, I was abused.
Yeah, that's how he introduces this dog. It's a retard. It was abused.
Hey, watch
and
out
then
for,
it bites the hell
out,
out
for
of
the retard with the expandable asshole.
Your dog does have a huge ass.
Rule number 3.
His ass is fairly narrow.
So you've looked.
Rule number 3, all burping and farting must be done on the microphone for grading purposes.
Right.
Also, if you open a beer, please do it on the mic. We want to hear what you're drinking. Yep. Also, you know, we want to hear it too. Rule number 4, if you get too serious within the topic of discussion, which I could see happening tonight. Yeah, I know. You and I are going to fist fight. It's going to happen.
Put your hand down. Dr.
Ian Thomas.
Just blurt it out.
Okay, ask your question.
Give me your microphone.
I can fart out of my pee hole. Do I need to do that onto the microphone?
Yeah. Okay. Please do. If you get too serious within the topic, you'll be asked to chug a whole beer to eliminate the seriousness.
That's awesome. I'm going to get serious.
It's a good time happening.
Okay, so let's roll. So tonight we're going to talk about March Madness, obviously, because it is what is going on. And tonight we saw probably the biggest upset of the NCAA tournament.
It was a big one.
It was probably the biggest upset of the tournament.
March Madness.
That was Pat Swayze.
We are, of course, talking about the Baylor Pussy Lickers beating the Tennessee Bull Dykes. Oh, we were talking men's basketball.
I'm really glad that Pat Swayze.
I give Pat Swayze a B plus on that belch, by the way. B
minus at best.
B minus
on a bell curve.
You give it an A?
I'll give it an A. That was good.
I have a feeling.
Let me tell you why.
Done.
I give it an A because it was unexpected right then.
That's true.
Pat Swayze.
See, I gave a lower.
The only guy that has hotkeys in his whole place.
His own hockey.
I gave a lower grade because I don't like Pat Swayze coming in here telling us how to live our lives.
I think we all could do better. I think we could do a bit better than that. You just have to twirl a little bit. Eat some beans.
I have a huge feeling we're going to have a hard time staying on topic.
March Madness.
No, yeah. But which doesn't bother me. But we did see the WVU Mountaineers tonight upset the Kentucky Wildcats,
yeah.
Which I have double feelings about. I wanted Kentucky to win because we kind of have a tri-state alliance.
Instead of mixed emotions, he has double feelings.
Double feelings. Very nice.
That was
well, it's
awesome.
Definitely going to be the
that
best.
That was Doc. That was Doc.
To us.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Good one, Doc.
I give it a C plus. Because I know
I'll
you
take
got
it.
An idiot.
I'll take it.
I think you could do better.
I have fell short of mediocrity my entire life, so I will take that.
I kind of have to pee.
All right,
back to March Madness.
Okay, here's what I want to do tonight. Here's what I want to do today. Because we have all levels of March Madness experience in this room. We have novices. We have guys that probably have called off work to watch games. And we have guys that...
Thursday, first round every year.
Right. I knew he did. That's why I said that.
And I called off work, too.
You've never called off work.
But I'm a doctor, so people died.
And we have guys that just enjoy the game, and we have guys that, you know not so much about basketball. So let's just go around the room. So, and what I want to do right now, in one.
Is that Revis?
Yeah.
Nice.
C plus, man. Yeah, whatever. There's the dog.
Yeah.
A plus.
Fucking dog.
Not dog. It's, my owner has no control over it.
For those of you who are listening, that was his asshole barking.
That was
for
that
the record. Here's
bastard.
My...
I give that a D. Oh my god!
Very, very good. Very good.
Yes. Nice.
That's why the window is open.
You might want to crack that a little more. By the way,
why does my microphone smell like Alverton?
God.
All right. Here's what we're going to do to kick off the conversation.
I thought we were talking.
Yeah, we are.
Rather than just releasing gases from our bodies.
We'll go around the room, and in one sentence, I want to know what March Madness means to you so far.
God damn, that smelled bad.
All right, we'll start with Revis. In one sentence, what March Madness means to you so far?
March Madness is it's a time of year to talk shit to each other and have asshole friends who, whenever there's like a big upset... I haven't had a period yet, so go ahead and make a joke. All right. No, it's a time of year for your friends. Oh, dude, I called it. Fucking Murray State over Maine, West Virginia. Who said it? That was me. Over and back my ass, motherfucker. That's what March Madness says to me.
Doc, one sentence.
March Madness is, to me is a time where a bunch of middle-aged women school teachers can get into your pool and fuck it up by winning it because they know shit about basketball. But you who follow college basketball all year are out by the first round because
that
you pick
about
logic,
right.
Logical picks and those miserable bitches beat you every time. I didn't mean to use your name. Are you miserable bitch?
All right, miserable bastard.
Miserable bastard.
One sentence.
Miserable bitches?
One sentence, miserable bastard. What does March Madness mean to you?
It's time for me to masturbate when I watch basketball. On TV.
Shut up, Doc. Beer and lettuce.
Okay. All right. And Pat Swayze, I know you're more of a football guy. What does March Madness mean to you, Pat?
Farts.
A perfectly good perfectly good excuse to drink beer with your friends. In front of the TV and actually look like you give a shit. Oh my God, I can't believe you missed that.
Whoever he was.
What is this traveling call?
Where are they going?
Why do you get a free throw? Why don't they charge you something?
You get your balls tooken. Get your balls.
He's from West Virginia.
Hey, listen. No, he's from Ohio, actually.
Get your balls tooken if you don't participate in March Madness, by God.
And the last time he was in here, he invented the word understoodness.
Understoodness.
That's a good word.
Can we pause for a moment? I'm sorry. We are in Six Pack Studios, and I cannot take my eyes off of this picture of Lady Gaga. She looks smoking hot. You can almost see her cock.
Everybody,
so he wants to masturbate.
Nate Dogg has all these Rolling Stone covers in here.
I do.
And you've got, you know, Britney Spears and George Bush, Bruce Springsteen,
Megan Fox,
Lady Gaga. You're looking at Lady Gaga.
I'm looking at Shakira.
Jonas Brothers.
I've been watching you watch the Jonas Brothers.
What's more creepy?
See, I was more looking at the picture of Doc in the wedding poster when he had actual some real hair and no lip piercing.
I think I'm going to wet my pants.
Sheriff,
over here, I'll wet your pants.
What do you want? What are we going to music break to?
We are going to go to music break to Fleetwood Mac's Secondhand News.
Fuck you, man.
Oh, wow.
On five guys drinking beer before four of their roofies kick in.
We'll be right back as guys drinking beer.
Buddy, this is Tom Arnold. I love cocaine, and I love guys drinking beer. And I'm not talking about the guys who ended up in rehab with, but I'm talking about the guys you're listening to right now. I fucked Roseanne.
Welcome back to Guys Drinking Beer. It is Nate Dogg along with Dr. Thomas Ian Finkelstein III in the hot seat tonight, and also Revis. We have the Miserable Bastard as well, and of course Pat Swayze in the house.
That's awesome!
I'm just gonna laugh obnoxiously like Bob and Tom. Is that cool? Everything you say is...
Oh, sexual positions!
Wait,
Oh, ejaculation.
Pinkly Taurus.
That was funny as hell.
I'm beerless.
March Madness, guys.
Oh, you're beerless? Okay. Beerless. We did bring the cooler
in
here.
That reminds me of a song by Taylor Swift called Fearless.
Hold on. Miserable Bastard just mentioned Taylor Swift in my studio, right. And that's like
strike one.
That wasn't a rule.
Her picture's in your studio.
Yeah, upside down.
It's
by the way,
in there though.
Listen, this is not a written rule.
I gotta be back in a pee.
But it's kind of an.
what do we have to do? What's the rule on peeing? Do we have to yell for him?
No, yeah, he can just pee. It's fine.
If he can get outside, if he can get out of the room. Hold on.
He can't fit out the door. That's hilarious.
It's funny because he's
fat. Pat Swayze.
His shirt was cut on the top of the chair.
Okay.
Push in your
so anyway, it's not a stated rule. It's not a stated rule. But you can't talk about Taylor Swift in here. Okay. So here's what I profess.
Are we allowed to talk about horses?
Revis would like to talk about what March Madness means to him. And I'm going to let him do that. Yeah. But while he does that,
you need to keep... too many fucking rules,
Listen. Bastard, you need to keep.
Listen, you got too
you need fucker. To keep drinking until he stops talking. Go.
He's the FCC of guys drinking beer. All right, so March Madness to me is my wedding.
Don't hurry.
My wedding anniversary is in March.
Right. And last week, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And it's our wedding. Our marriage is pretty fucking mad. All the time.
That's so gay.
Hey, keep drinking, bastard.
That's fucking gay.
You keep drinking.
That's fucking gay, Revis.
If my wife listens to this, she won't. She might listen to the first 5 minutes.
You're just doing that because you want sex.
No. She's not going to listen to it. We're already talking trash about our marriage.
Sex with her is awesome, baby. She's a type of dandy.
Edit all that out, right?
No, we're not going to edit. No. I wouldn't edit that out.
Hey, do you stop drinking? If I can hear you talk, you're not drinking.
Shut your face.
No, open your face and pour beer in it.
Stop talking, so you said just as long as he was talking.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
All right, there you go.
All right.
That was gay.
Okay.
It was gay.
It was gay as hell.
So let's talk shit about Pat Swayze since he went to the bathroom.
This is really hard. This is really fucking hard.
What do you mean?
My dick's hard.
It's hard.
Well, move your hand off my lap.
There he is.
Got a hard pecker.
Let me hit the button.
Whoa, that was damn good.
Pat Swayze.
Come on, grade it.
I would easily give that a 62%, which is a D minus.
Oh, you fucker.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a low grade next time you do it, dude.
Or what? So,
but you fucking suck.
Now listen. Now, honestly.
I don't want to listen. I'm drinking. Right.
No, honestly, I expected this to happen because we have a lot of personalities in this room. A lot of guests and a lot of guys that are used to taking over a room. I don't think there's anybody in here who has never taken over a room. In fact, I know that for a fact.
I know
each of the four guys that I'm looking at, and I know for a fact you've all taken over a room.
The doc has fucked a room before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably yesterday.
I took over a room. I took over a room, and it was repossessed.
Okay. All right. So, in an attempt to stay on course,
Durka.
I will.
Listen, delete him saying delete me saying Puerto Ricans.
Did you say Puerto Ricans?
Listen, right when you said Puerto Ricans, I hit my tooth on the mic, so we're in.
You said Puerto Ricans, didn't you?
Probably. All right. So, in an attempt to stay halfway on track, because this is going to be funny.
I know how
to
paddle a boat. I know how to paddle a boat.
Whackity smackity doo.
I think you should just say air it as is.
No, we will. But in order to stay relevant, let's talk about what we think the biggest travesty of March Madness has been so far.
Okay.
The biggest travesty.
Excuse me. What's a travesty?
Anybody can go first. So yeah, it does.
It's an album by Carole King.
The biggest tapestry.
Yeah, just jump
March
in.
Madness
jump in there. The biggest travesty of March Madness.
The fact that they would let them have it in a city such as Indianapolis.
They actually get it every 6 years, right?
Which is fucking ridiculous.
Every 4 years.
Indianapolis is like Columbus without suburbs. Okay? You're in a bean field, you're in a city, you're back in a bean field.
Wow.
It's pretty West Virginia-ish. Oh.
Oh, see.
Whackity smackity do.
Listen.
Who's
Doc,
the NBA team?
Doc, you're getting hate
the
now.
Pacers.
You're going to get
the
some
Indiana
hate
Indiana Pacers, bitch, not Indianapolis Pacers.
All right, so, Doc, so you may get some hate mail for your comment about West Virginia.
Yeah, you will get hate mail.
That's okay.
Miserable bastard over here knows all about hate mail.
Yeah, I do.
What do you say about hate mail? How far?
I thought you were going to ask me about.
No shit.
I am. March Madness. So.
What the hell? That dog just fart? Was that you? Sound like a fucking dog fart.
Why did it sound like this?
God damn it! That dog just farted.
All right, bastard. So
what?
So how's this work? So okay. Where? How do you draw the line? How do you draw the line if you have a favorite team and somebody hates you so much they send you hate mail?
My answer to anything you asked me at that point was going to be Michael J. Fox.
Can I ask a serious question about March Madness? Real
yeah,
quick?
Sure.
And dealing with what?
God
happened
damn, that dog's fart stinks.
Dealing with West Virginia
you
beating
get rid
Kentucky.
Of your fucking
I have a,
dog.
A hypothetical question: if you have a brother who went to West Virginia and married his sister who went to Kentucky. And now West Virginia won. Did he beat his wife?
Yeah.
Or his sister. Or his Wister.
Okay.
If you have a brother and his dog farts in a fucking room the size of a toolbox and it stinks like mortal shit, are you allowed to hit the owner?
Dog didn't fart.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the expert in the room on that topic, Pat Swayze. Pat, you're an expert in family matters. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
The TV show.
What does that have to, what
can you
does
repeat
Carl
the question?
Winslow have to do with this?
Can you repeat the question?
My question, yeah, my
family
question,
matters.
Patrick.
It's Pat.
Please ask something about Urkel.
My friends call me Pat.
Is
you're my friend, Doc. So please call me Pat.
Then please call me Dr. Ian Thomas Finkelstein III because that's what my friends call me. My question was...
I have a terrible working memory.
Never mind, I don't even want to ask it anymore.
Yeah, ask you a question.
Is that a rule?
Ask him the question.
If a young lady is attending West Virginia University and marries her brother who attends the University of Kentucky, did the husband beat the wife tonight, or his sister, or his Wister, or whatever you guys call it when that happens?
Is there a such thing as Wister, Pat?
Wister? If you really
wife
care.
Slash if, sister, same thing?
If you really care about her. Because love knows no boundaries. That's what I've always said.
You just said that five minutes ago. Let's shift gears and talk about love.
You know what?
Okay.
Because
okay.
here's one thing I've never understood. If women truly believe that beauty is on the inside, how come more of them won't let me take a look around up in there?
Smell that, Doc.
I have to tell you what's going on here because every time Doc farts, the miserable bastard jumps up out of his seat like he's never heard a fart before.
He's going to get out of this closet.
Like it's going to give him cancer or something.
I believe the final two will be Kansas and Kentucky. Let's go to break.
I don't even think we made a complete sentence.
Well, we might have made it one or two.
One or two complete sentences, maybe.
Oh, and, this is an awesome broadcast. It's the most awesome moment.
In honor of
St.
Mary's, I would like to say, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi.
That does it for tonight's episode of Guys Drinking Beer. For Dr. Ian Finkelstein III in the hot seat tonight, Revis, the miserable bastard, and Pat Swayze, I'm your host, Nate Dogg. We'll see you next time right here on Guys Drinking Beer.
Can I